The centerpiece of the Republican budget plan is a property tax and state spending freeze lasting 3 years. Republican co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Senator Alberta Darling.
Our goal was clearly to spend less, to tax less, and to bond less.
The budget passed out of Joint Finance also overhauls shared revenue. The Republican plan would give state money to local governments based on a municipality's expenses for police, fire, and, say, libraries. Governor Doyle's budget proposed reducing shared revenue on a per capita basis. In the midst of final voting, the governor's budget director, David Reamer, addressed the committee on the shared revenue package.
I've been looking over the formula. I don't have a clue about the policy rationale for it. I'm still waiting for someone to explain to me why the particular reductions compared to current law are the way they are. I don't have a clue. I could respond to you and comment on the rationale if I understood it, but I can't even disagree with it because I don't understand it. Do you?
The governor's budget made many small-town governments take double-digit percentage cuts in shared revenue. The Republican proposal reduced town cuts to an across-the-board 11.6%. The majority plan, though, definitely hurts some cities. For example, under the governor's budget, Milwaukee would have taken about a 4% reduction in state aid, about a $10 million cut. Under the GOP plan, Milwaukee takes a 9.5% cut, nearly $24 million. Milwaukee schools also take deep cuts under the GOP plan because it slashes per-pupil spending for Wisconsin students. Governor Doyle's deepest concerns lie with Republican changes in education.
To say to districts that they have to cut their per-pupil spending is going to be disastrous for Wisconsin schools. Just, for example, Milwaukee will lose $36 million in its education program over the next 2 years. This joint finance package decimated four-year-old kindergarten in Wisconsin. They have also seriously rolled back Wisconsin's major initiative to reduce class sizes.
Doyle says with revenue limits and program cuts, Republican budget riders took $400 million out of public schools. Majority budget crafters, however, say education was their priority. And as opposed to other levy freezes, their school levy limits allow for inflationary increases. They also say they added $90 million extra dollars toward schools by making spending cuts. Republican Senator Ted Kanivas.
I will continue to fight for public school education funding, but it has to be balanced by the fact that we're broke and individual taxpayers are broke. We did the best that we could with limited resources.
Governor Doyle says he hopes to compromise with Republicans on the two versions of the budget in the coming weeks. Otherwise, he says one of his options would be to veto the entire thing if partial vetoes cannot restore it to a budget he can live with. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.